理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today. Well, today we continue finding out how the Sunshine Singers are doing. We know that Liebig has been sick. Everyone has been offering remedies, it seems, but so far they haven't found the right remedy. They don't want to cancel or postpone their concert, but they may have to.
Right, they need something. They need to find a solution because Liebig cannot sing. And she has a great voice, and she will certainly be missed. But even if they do find something to help her voice, I don't think it will be helpful enough to restore her voice fully within the next day.
Okay, so this is a real problem. We want to bring you the conclusion now to this month's episode. Please join us on page 33 in the right-hand column and line 12 as we read.
Keeping it real.
I have an idea. Remember that demo recording we did?
Sure. What about it?
Well, we have Liebig's beautiful voice on that CD, right?
Angus, are you suggesting that Liebig lip-sync her part?
Why not? Lots of singers lip-sync these days.
That's true. Practically all of them do it on their music videos.
That's quite different from lip-syncing in concert.
I agree. Our fans expect an authentic performance.
They're paying to hear the real us.
Well, if they hear the real Liebig tomorrow, they may want their money back.
Well, we need to figure something out. And we better do it soon.
Yeah, time is running out.
Actually, I have an idea that just may work.
Well, as we have said, this is a problem for the Sunshine Singers. They want very much to have this concert because, well, it's been planned for quite some time. So Angus has another idea. Hopefully this one will help.
Okay, remember that demo, the recording they did months ago? Remember the episode where the Sunshine Singers went into the studio and made a demo so that they could hand out the CD to people and show them their talent? Well, Angus wants to use that demo and help out and help solve this problem.
Right. He's thinking that maybe they can at least use part of that recording, Liebig's beautiful voice on that recording, in the concert. Then maybe she could just stand there and participate and they can play this recording and no one will know that it's not really her.
Right, so it'll sound as if Liebig were singing, but in actuality, Liebig will not be singing because, remember, she has laryngitis. Well, Christina's not really for this idea. She says, Angus, are you suggesting that Liebig lip-sync her parts? Now, when you lip-sync, you move your lips to the music, but you're not singing.
Okay, lip sync can be spelled with the H at the end like this or without the H. Both are correct. But the idea is to, it comes from the word synchronize, which means the same as. So to bring the voice and the recording together or the lips and the recording together so it looks like it's happening at the same time is something that's not very easy to do.
It's not easy to do, but a lot of people do it because today especially you have a lot of performers who are dancing and they're really working their bodies very hard. And if they weren't lip singing, you might hear them make mistakes as they sing. So a lot of performers, or more and more, I should say, are lip syncing.
That's true. And sometimes people are very good at doing this. Now, sometimes we've seen old movies, perhaps, where they've tried to bring in the recording with the lips and they don't always get it too accurate. And we sometimes say that it's out of sync. It's not quite in sync.
Well, Angus is for this idea. I think Christina is against it. She says, are you suggesting that Liebeck lip-sync her parts? And I think this is where the title comes in, Vicki. Mm-hmm. Keeping it real. What you give to the audience, is it real? Is what they are hearing really happening at the time that mm-hmm. they're performing?
That's right, because a lot of times now, it's not real. It's a recording only. And people that pay, they want to see the real thing. Well, Angus says, why not? Lots of singers are doing this. A lot of people are out there doing lip syncing. They're not really performing live.
Andrea says, that's true. A lot of people do it on their music videos. And I would say that's true. Even today, all the music videos you watch, they're not really singing. They're just putting their lips to the music that's already been recorded. So it might be a good idea.
Okay, she says practically all of them do it on their music videos. So maybe not all of them. When we say practically, we mean almost. So almost all of them are doing this. And we know also because a lot of artists today are dancing. They're doing a lot of dancing. It's very difficult for them to sing and not get out of breath when they are dancing all over the stage.
That's right. I think that's why a lot of people mm-hmm. do it. Well, Christina says, The music video is very different from lip syncing in concert in front of people. It's a very different thing. They expect an authentic performance, and that's what Rex says.
That's right. They want something authentic or something that's very real. After all, they have paid for a ticket. They've paid the money. They want to see the real thing.
Well, Christina says they're paying to hear the real us. They're not paying to hear a recording. Anyone can go to a theater and put on a CD and listen to it. They want to hear the real voices. Well, Angus says, well, if they hear the real Liebeck tomorrow, they may want their money back, which means if Liebeck tried to sing, they would hear something raspy and hoarse, something very unpleasant to the ear.
Right. They may want their money back. They might be very unhappy with what they hear, and they may want a refund. That's the idea. When you want your money back from something, you want a refund. But the situation is they have to figure out very quickly what they're going to do. They have to do it soon because the concert's tomorrow.
That's right. Jumping over to page 34, that's what we find out. Time is running out, and Andrea says, actually, I have an idea that just may work. Well, what is that idea? We'll find out after the break, but before we take that break, let's review the dialogue.
Keeping it real.
I have an idea. Remember that demo recording we did?
Sure. What about it?
Well, we have Liebeck's beautiful voice on that CD, right?
Angus, are you suggesting that Liebeck lip-sync her parts?
Why not? Lots of singers lip-sync these days.
That's true. Practically all of them do it on their music videos.
That's quite different from lip-syncing in concert.
I agree. Our fans expect an authentic performance.
They're paying to hear the real us.
Well, if they hear the real Liebeck tomorrow, they may want their money back.
Well, we need to figure something out. And we better do it soon.
Yeah, time is running out.
Actually, I have an idea that just may work.
In 1990, which two singers had their Grammy Award taken away? In 1990, which two singers had their Grammy Award taken away? Milli Vanilli. It was found out that they were not actually singing their songs. They were lip-syncing someone else's songs. Oh my.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. Well, we want to bring you the conclusion now of this month's episode, Keeping It Real. Just before the break, Andrea had an idea that she wanted to share with the group, maybe a solution to their problem.
What is Andrea's great solution? Well, join us now on line 5 in the left-hand column as we read.
Keeping Keeping it real.
Quick, tell us.
Why don't you just level with the audience?
Do you mean tell them the truth?
As in, just tell them that one of the Sunshine Singers has laryngitis?
Yes, exactly.
That's a little risky, don't you think?
Yeah, the audience might be unhappy about it.
Why? You're all just human after all. You get sick sometimes, just as they do.
So, what should Liebeck do during the concert?
Well, she could do the dancing and the movements, everything she usually does, except sing.
Well, we definitely won't sound the same. But unless anyone has a better idea, let's do it.
Liebeck, what do you think? Wait, don't say anything.
And everyone else, come on, we need to practice.
I like how we begin this next section. Jason says, quick, quick, Andrea, tell us what the solution is. She has an idea that she really believes will work, and they're anxious. They want to know what that is.
I think they've exhausted all of their options. They've talked about everything they could possibly do, and nothing was going to work until Andrea has this idea. She says, what if you just level with the audience? Why not just be honest with them?
Okay, and this is kind of an informal expression, to level with somebody. It just simply means to be honest, to be straightforward with them, to be frank.
Okay, let's look at this word or this phrase, level with somebody, in today's word skit.
To be with you forever. But you must leave and never, never come back.
Ooh. Cut, 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 cut.
So how was my acting? Can I have the big part in the movie?
Do you want me to level with you?
Yes. It's important to tell me the truth.
You want me to tell you how I really feel about your acting?
Yes. Please be honest. You really liked it, didn't you?
Well, actually, it was terrible. It was awful. Oh, was it bad?
Really? I can't believe you're saying this.
Oh, yeah. Don't try to become an actress, okay? You'll never become a movie star.
Hey, that's not very nice.
Well, you wanted me to level with you, right? It's important to be honest.
Well, yeah. Can I level with you?
Of course.
Okay. My dad owns this movie company, and if I don't get this part, you'll be fired!
Oh, well, as I was saying, your acting is great. You're perfect for this role.
Thank you. Thanks for being honest.
Sure. Let's try that once more, okay?
Okay.
Okay, level with. It's a good expression for you to learn. Well, they want to perhaps level with their audience. Be honest with their audience. Tell them the truth.
Angus is a little surprised by this. He says, do you mean tell the audience the truth? Tell them what's really going on? And even Rex chimes in. He says, as in just tell them that one of the Sunshine Singers has laryngitis? Why didn't this cross their mind before, Vicki?
Well, I think because, like Christina says, maybe it's a little risky. I think that they all would think that that would be something that would be risky. It would cause them to take a chance. Maybe they would lose their fans.
Okay, and that's what it means. Risky means a little dangerous. You're taking a chance. It's likely to do harm. Now, if you tell the audience that Liebeck isn't singing, maybe some of them have come specifically to hear Liebeck sing because she has such a beautiful voice. They will be very disappointed, and that will be a problem.
Okay, just like their concern before, that they could lose their audience. People could be very unhappy. But I think Andrea is being, what she has to say is very true. She says, you know, you're just like anyone else. You get sick, you're human, just like everyone else, and you might get sick at some point. They would understand that.
Right, you people are not machines. You're human. You get sick, they get sick. They should be able to understand that.
Okay, so Christine says, well, what should Liebeck do during the concert? If she goes to the concert and she doesn't sing and they tell the audience, sorry, Liebeck's sick, Will she be able to do anything else?
That's an interesting question. I would think if Liebeck were sick and they wanted to be honest with the audience, that Liebeck would just stay home and try to rest. I don't know why they would want to include her in the performance, but they could because, remember, they do some dancing and they do some movements. Perhaps they clap their hands. Maybe Liebeck could play an instrument, maybe a tambourine, while they're singing.
Okay, one thing we do know with laryngitis is often people don't feel all that sick. Sometimes they lose their voice and their throat isn't that painful. Or once the pain is gone, they may still not have a good voice, but the rest of them feels fine. Their body doesn't ache. So maybe she could go dance and do the other movements while the other members sing.
Okay. Angus says, well, we definitely won't sound the same. And that's obvious because Liebeck has such a strong voice. Unless anyone else has a better idea, let's do it. Angus says, that's the best option that I've seen, the best option that I've heard. Let's try it.
So they ask, or Christina asks Liebeck what she thinks, but then she says, no, no, don't say anything, because when you have laryngitis, you shouldn't be using your voice.
Okay, the more you talk, the more you can harm your vocal cords, and that's not good. You need to stop talking, and then you will get better sooner.
Well, Rex, I think he realizes that they've come to a conclusion. They're going to do this. They like Andrea's idea. And he says, come on, everyone, it's time to practice. After all, that's what they had come together to do, to practice for this concert.
So Rex, ever the serious one, he says, we need to practice. So I guess they will level with the audience. I guess they will be honest and frank with them and tell them that Liebeck can't sing, but they will perform. So they will keep it real.
They will keep it real. They won't be false in any way. They will be authentic, very real with their audience. And I think this is probably the best way to go, because if they do try to fool the audience and they're not fooled, well, it could be there could be problems later on.
You're right, Vicki. Deceiving the audience and having the audience feel like they've been deceived could be even worse than leveling with the audience. Well, friends, let's review this dialogue one more time, and then we'll go to the chat room and see what Ken and Rachel have for us.
Keeping it real.
Quick, tell us.
Why don't you just level with the audience?
Do you mean tell them the truth?
As in just tell them that one of the Sunshine Singers has laryngitis?
Yes, exactly.
That's a little risky, don't you think?
Yeah, the audience might be unhappy about it.
Why? You're all just human after all. You get sick sometimes, just as they do.
So, what should Liebeck do during the concert?
Well, she could do the dancing and the movements, everything she usually does, except sing.
Well, we definitely won't sound the same. But unless anyone has a better idea, let's do it.
Liebeck, what do you think? Wait, don't say anything.
And everyone else, come on. We need to practice.
Welcome to the chat room. In today's lesson, Andrea suggests that they tell the audience the truth.
Rex responds by saying, as in, just tell them that one of the Sunshine Singers has laryngitis. Hey, how do we use this phrase, as in?
As in is often used for clarification. In this case, telling the truth is a very broad statement. To be more specific, you can say, as in such and such, to specify what you mean. So Rex is clarifying what telling the truth means. As in is also used to cite an example.
As in 这个片语可以翻译成也就是，有时候我们讲一件事讲得太笼统了，就可以用 as in 来加以讲解。What about as is? I've also heard that.
As is means just the way it is, with no changes. For example, they bought the house as is.
Now, as is different from as it is, right?
It depends on where you put the phrase. If you put it at the end of a sentence, as it is has a similar meaning as is. For example, we can say, a certain situation is bad enough as it is. But if you put the phrase at the beginning of a sentence, As a transitional phrase, it means in fact or actually.
Can you give an example?
Sure. I can say, if I had more money, I could buy the car. But as it is, I'm short on cash.
As is 是照原状，另外一个片语 as it is 如果放在句尾也可以指照现况，但是如果把 as it is 放在句首是表示 actually 事实上的意思，那是一种语气转换的用句。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 今天的第一个重点我们看 lip sync 这个复合字的动词。Sync 是 synchronize, S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-N-I-Z-E, 同步化这个动词的简称，也可以拼成 S-Y-N-C, 所以 lip sync 与嘴唇同步就是指对嘴唱歌或说话。例如 The singer claimed that she never lip synced in any of her concerts. 这位歌手宣称她从未在任何一场演唱会中对嘴唱歌过。继续我们看的是 practically 这个副词，它是从 practical 实际上的这个形容词衍生出来的，但是 practically 在这里是指简直、几乎或者是差不多。例如 practically everyone agrees that Mr. Smith is a wonderful teacher， 几乎每个人都同意 Smith 先生是一个很棒的老师，或者是It will be practically impossible to finish this report tonight. 今天晚上要完成这份报告简直就是不可能。最后我们看的是 level with someone 这个成语。Level with someone 是指与某人开诚布公的谈或者是说实话，它是一个很口语的用语。例如 Jeremy finally leveled with his parents and told them that he had started dating. Jeremy 最后终于和父母说实话，告诉他们他开始约会了。 And I have to level with you, it's time to go to the word bank.
Lip sync. I don't like singers who lip sync instead of really singing. Practically. In Bob's high school, practically every student has a car. Level with someone. Level with me.What do you really think of my new hairstyle? Risky. If you don't want to do anything risky with your money, just put it in the bank.
Well, you know, friends, lip syncing has been in the news a lot over these last few years. People have been going to concerts only to realize that what they've been hearing is coming from a CD or a tape.Not the actual singers themselves.
So we encourage you students in our Talk About It section to discuss lip syncing with a friend or a classmate. Do you think it's okay for singers to lip sync in concerts? Let the other person know.
Okay, friends, that's all the time we have for this lesson. Please join us again for another lesson here at Studio Classroom Online. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.